Hi. Sorry to call you so late. No, I'm fine. So, you know how you always said that I can just go to your place whenever I want and that's fine? Yeah, so how about right now? God, I know, I'm so sorry. I know it's 2 a.m., but my car broke down like 3 blocks from here, and I'm a little freaked out to be alone at night. What do I mean by here? I'm outside right now. I know, I'm so sorry, but it's fucking cold and my car doesn't start and I. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. God, you're the best. Okay, I'll wait. Hi. I'm so sorry I woke you up. At least it's the weekend, right? I'm sorry. Please, will you forgive me? Please. Aw, I love you too. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I really didn't want to keep you awake. Are you sure? Yeah, no, I'm not ready to sleep yet either. I mean, I could consider this as you returning that favor from 5 years ago. Oh, sure, you don't remember. Oh, so you completely forgot about me letting you sleep in my bed while I slept on the floor after that party? Because I can't forget how much my back and neck hurt the next day. I know, but we hadn't slept in the same bed yet back then, and I was kinda worried. Come on, you know why. Because what if I ended up spooning you or something, and then the next morning you have my hard dick poking your ass? Stop laughing, I'm serious. That's a friendship killer right there. Well, I wouldn't be doing it on purpose. Can we just stop talking about this? Yes, please. I would love something to drink. I'm so cold. Really? You'll make me hot chocolate? You know you're the fucking best, right? I was hanging out with the guys. Yep, I know she lives 5 blocks away from here. Yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about that. We broke up a month ago. I'm sorry, I was so nervous about telling you because you were so supportive, and she really liked you, and you liked her, and I was embarrassed. Well, it's not like I've been doing very well in the relationship department for the past few years, have I? I know, but you at least dated that guy for a year. I haven't dated a girl for more than 3 months since. Wait, I think... never? I've never dated a girl for more than 3 months in my life. Maybe I should just give up on relationships forever. What? Oh, no. I didn't. She broke up with me. I don't know. She said all this stuff about me not seeing what was right in front of my eyes, and she was so mysterious about it. That's what I thought too, but she told me she wasn't talking about herself, so I have no idea what she meant. Oh, thanks. I didn't tell you because it felt like, I mean, we've been through this so many times, and I thought maybe this one could work, but we lasted a month and a half, and I just, I know you would have been there for me, but that's kind of the thing. I wasn't really sad when she broke up with me. No, I wasn't mad either. I was... God, this is gonna sound bad, but... I was relieved. I don't know. I had no idea I wanted her to break up with me until she did. She knew too. It was so uncomfortable. No, because she was like, "You really don't see it, do you?" And I was like, "See what?" And she just kept looking at me like she was trying to stare into my soul or something, and then said all that about me not seeing what's right in front of me, and then she left. No, I mean, it was pretty good for a breakup, but the situation and knowing she knew I wanted that was awkward as fuck. I don't know, I've been thinking about it now that it's been a while, and I guess it was just... the relationship was kind of just a physical thing, you know? I mean, the sex was good, but we didn't really talk about stuff. Not like we do, like right now. Wow, this is really good, thank you. I know, it's just that I'm a little frustrated, you know? Because what if I never find someone? What if I can't find someone? I know I still have time, but... I would love to be with someone I can just enjoy spending time with. Someone who knows me and loves me for who I am. Someone I just want to tell everything to because we just trust each other, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm just being stupid. I guess. Okay, fine. It's not stupid. Yeah, I'm getting a little sleepy now, too. Where did you put the clothes I left here the other day? I want to change. Alright, second drawer.
Mysterious on purpose, like to confuse me or something. Hey, do you still have my toothbrush in your bathroom? Great, thanks. I'm gonna call her to ask what she meant. It's been a month.
Besides, I'm sure she didn't mean anything by it. What do I have in front of my eyes that I'm not seeing? Right? Nothing. She was just messing with my head. Yeah, let's just go to sleep. Your bed is the most comfortable in the world. Well, it's better than my bed, at least. Hey, are you falling asleep already? Me neither. You know, I didn't really think a lot about not seeing what was in front of me, but now that we've talked about it, I can't get it out of my mind. I know, it was really weird. You think so? Well, I guess it would make sense that she meant it like something about my love life. I just don't know what. Because if I think about my love life and not seeing what's in front of me, what could it be? Nothing's wrong. Why would something be wrong? Why would you say that? I'm not acting weird. You're acting weird. Oh my god, it's so late. We should sleep. Okay, good night. Bye. Why do you have a drawer for my clothes here? I mean, isn't that a bit weird? Okay, fair enough. I do leave my clothes here all the time, but... Nothing. There's nothing wrong. Good night. And you have a toothbrush for me in your bathroom? But you only have one for me and no one else? Okay, fine. That's true. I do spend a lot of nights here. It's nothing. I was just thinking about it. Okay, for real now. Good night. You made me hot chocolate at 2 a.m. after I woke you up. What? Nothing. I was just thinking. About... Yeah, about that. I think that when she said what's in front of my eyes, she was talking about you. I know, right? It doesn't make sense. But I was thinking, and, well, she wouldn't be the first girl who told me something like that. No, not that girl. Her too. But I'm thinking about someone else. Remember, like, 2 years ago when I was dating that girl, the one who moved away later? Yeah, her. Well, remember how I told you that I didn't know why she broke up with me? Yeah, I lied. I'm sorry, it's just that I knew you'd feel bad about it if I told you because you knew I really liked her. Well, what actually happened was that the day we broke up, you had called me, I can't remember why, but we talked for like 10 minutes. And she got really mad because of that. Yeah, and then all of a sudden she was like, it's me or her. Yes, she was talking about you. And I was like, what the fuck? And she told me some bullshit about me paying too much attention to you and that I had to choose between you or her. Yeah, well, we broke up that day, so you can guess who I chose. I will always choose you over a girl if she says something like that to me. Well, if she was the love of my life, she wouldn't try to make me choose her over you. No, I don't even have to think about it. Yeah, you can tell me anything. Of course I remember him. You guys dated for a year. He was a nice guy. I couldn't believe it when you broke up. It always seemed like you really loved each other. Wait, what? He told you that too? But how could he think that? We're just best friends. Exactly. We've been best friends since we were like 5 years old. Of course we're close. How could they think that? We don't even like each other like that. Right, of course not. I would never date you either. I mean... what would we do if we dated? Can you imagine us walking and holding hands? Excuse me, but I would make you breakfast in the morning because I am a gentleman. Oh my god, that's so true. My family loves you, and your family loves me. So no awkward family dinners ever? it's so silly to think about us dating, right? of course, I think I would have realized if I liked you by now, right? And you would have realized if you liked me, right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We would know by now if we were in love with each other. Oh my god, what just happened? Oh god, we just kissed again. I don't know, I can't stop. What the fuck is happening? What? No. Keep kissing me. Oh my god, she was right. Did everyone but us fucking know about this? You're on top of me, and you're... Oh, fuck. Oh, wait. Are we going to have sex right now? No, I would love to, but... I know, but... I mean, we just realized something pretty big like 2 minutes ago. I know. I've always loved you too, but realizing that I'm actually in love with you is, I don't know, it's like I'm relieved and terrified at the same time. Because it's been easy to be with girls I didn't love because they couldn't hurt me. But you can hurt me. No, I'm not saying you'll hurt me intentionally. I'm just saying that you can, even if you weren't trying to. What if we have sex? And we start dating, and then we break up. I can't not have you in my life. I just can't. I love you too, I do. Yeah, I know that even as just friends, we could have a big fight. It's just that you're so important to me, and I never, ever want to lose you. I do. God, I want to be with you more than anything. Okay. Oh, fuck. Yes. I'm so hard. Please don't stop kissing me. Don't. I love you so much. You are? Oh my god, you took your shirt off. No, they're fucking gorgeous. Can I play with your nipples? Yeah? Oh, thank you. Fuck, this feels so good. A condom? For sure. Okay. Alright, here we go. Okay, just please go slow. Please don't move yet. I'll come if you move now, please. Not yet. Wait a little longer. Okay, I'm okay. Yes, you can move now. Holy shit. Oh, fucking hell, that was good. Oh, I'll be right back. Hi again. I've never been fucked like that before. And I've never felt like this either. Think there's anything better than being in love with your best friend. Okay, fair enough. Only when it goes both ways. It must suck to be in love with your best friend while they're not in love with you. Yeah, that's true. I don't have to worry about that happening to me. Oh, God, I love you so much. Yeah, ask whatever you want. Oh, God, well, I thought that was implicit after we told each other I love you like 500 times, but... Yes, I do want to be your boyfriend. We should sleep now, though. I've kept you awake long enough. We'll talk about everything tomorrow. I love you too. Good night.